Time to have a look at what's happening in the world of education, and there are a few things, some changes happening the way that tests are marked potentially. Professor John Vachetti is going to have a look at that with us this morning. Hello, John Naplan. It's always one of those words, isn't it, that just it's got its friends and foes, but it's upset the apple cart a little this week, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, the ACARA, the Australian Curriculum Association, that governs both the direction of the curriculum and also the assessment through NAPLAN marking, has announced that from next year, they're going to side-by-side teacher marking, robo-marking, smart tools to be able to mark students' essays without human intervention.
So essentially bring a little bit of automation to the marking process.
Right, and in that automation, what may happen is that fewer teachers will be needed to do the marking. There's some out there concerned, including the Federation and some pundits, who say this is an outrage. It's taking away the human touch. I actually have an opposite George approach. One of your favorite shows, Seinfeld. George Costanza does the opposite of everything that comes into his head, and he has a great life. Gets a job with the New York Yankees. Actually, this will allow us to do powerfully better teaching, because if we allow some tools to help us on the simple marking task, not the profoundly creative ones where we still need humans, we get more time to reteach those who didn't get it, and also to expand the horizons for the kids that do okay on it. So this is not as controversial as I think others are making it.
So your thought is we're really just freeing up the time, because we've all of us have only got so many hours in a day, and instead of spending time just, you know, ticking and crossing the basic stuff, that time can be spent on the actual students and getting them where we would like them to be.
Exactly, and there's something called reliability. And that means that we're consistently marking. And then validity, does it attempt to measure what it's trying to measure? In the reliability, there's like 87% lineup with the robo-marking versus humans. But that's not that much different than if you or I were marking separately and hadn't calibrated. So that kind of marking leads you to believe, well, maybe there's some inconsistency. What if you're in one of those 13%, higher or lower? Well, that's already human error. So as the tools get smarter, we'll be closer on basic essays, not the fancy creative stuff we really want to power kids to get pretty consistent. We can take that teacher time and shift it into really good instruction and facilitation, because teachers spend too much time now on basic marking of traditional kinds of assignments. So I see this as an innovation that actually helps us and in the long run powerfully protects teachers to be that magical facilitator of learning rather than just a marker and a tester.
So with teachers now potentially having more time, what is that actually going to look like for the one-on-one they can now spend with kids at the lower end and those that are high achievers?
Yeah, so for NAPLAN, this will just mean an easier way to get scores back sooner to make some decisions, and then it's about what do we do with that time. If we know that, for example, you are an advanced writer, are our tasks in our class too simple for you? Should we be building in other components of international research or collaboration across Australia or the planet? Should we really be pushing you creatively to expand your persuasiveness in your writing? If you're behind, maybe we need some basic literacy skills to give you to the point of being able to understand what a run-on sentence is and what transitions really look like. So it allows teachers to do the magic word of the 21st century, and that's differentiate. Make the changes for the child, because if we're only taking in things and marking them, we never get a real time to do actually more teaching. So this will give a chance to not create a teacher-proof curriculum, like some might say. It'll actually make us much more reliant on really better teaching.
Are the concerns of job loss or potential job loss somewhat validated, though? Is there a potential that we may actually need less people to do this role?
So if we're looking backwards to the schools that we've had over the last 100, 150 years, that's the kind of teaching we'll call didactic, or sage on the stage, or I'll call it sit and get, where kids sit and watch their teachers work. If we're looking to the future for schooling, where we individualize, personalize the learning around the needs of the child, then actually teachers are the only ones that can do that, and they can use these tools to help guide them. This would be no different than what we do in medicine, where there's tools to take your blood pressure, to take your temperature, to take your heart through cardiogram, that give the doctor extra information. They don't have to do those interventions. They use those results. So think of it similarly to what we do in medicine, which is have data to then make informed decisions. It actually raises the level of the profile of the profession. It doesn't lower it.
It's actually not a bad comparison when you think about it.
I hope not.
That's a pretty good one.
That's why you pay me the big bucks.
That's it. Well, I don't. Somebody else does. John, well, thank you for your time. We'll watch that with great interest, but it all sounds pretty good to me. John Vachetti joining us talking about education and those changes to how your tests are being marked. I think I'll still get an F to NURFM.